Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry for calling so late, but I made a purchase on March the 3rd for $56.95, and I'm just wondering, am I ever going to get that purchase?
Could I have a zip code?
78640.
Person last name?
Rosa, Rosa, Tapia. She is in Tom A. She's in Paul I. A.
Thank you. So I do see your purchase here matching your name. Could you verify your address for me?
253 Zaria. Z as in zebra, A as in apple, R as in rat, Y as in yellow, A as in apple. Kyle, Texas, 78640.
So there was a purchase here made on the 24th of February for our tablet. So what it was a contest entry to win an iPhone, iPad,
no,
or
no,
Vacuum
no, no,
cleaner.
No. Wait. You wait a minute. This purchase was made March the 3rd, and it went through.
Yes, ma'am. So that was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club, which is the company that supplies the tablet.
I did not. That's not a tablet.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. You know what that is? That's from Lowe's. From, God. It's one of those electrical fireplaces. And you're telling me that I purchased a laptop?
Yes, ma'am. So I can get the account canceled for you. Would you like the cancellation number? Or would you like to report the account as fraud?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Please, can you please help work with me?
Yes, ma'am. So I got the account canceled. Would you like the cancellation number?
Oh, God. So, okay. So, okay. What's the number?
C as in Charlie. 259-146-477.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, C is in Charlie, 259-446.
And then 477.
477. And you're telling me it's a laptop?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I'm so sorry. I am so confused. So, it's a laptop and what? Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. And then the $56.95 is for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club. They're the company that supplies the tablet.
Oh, you know what? I am so sorry. No, that is not true, because I canceled that a long time ago. I mean, even before I made this purchase. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, help me.
So I got the account canceled for you now. This was made on the 24th of February for $7.95.
Let me go back. Oh, come on. March. Past transactions. Paying. March. Can you bear with me? I am so sorry. These statements. Jesus, help me, God.
All right, is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. There's another one. That, God. I'm sorry. Listen, if you don't want to talk to me because you sound like you don't, then let me speak to someone else. I mean, someone who is really going to help me.
Yes, ma'am. So I can help you explain the charges.
Well, actually, I'm sorry. I broke my finger. Okay. My account. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Mm-hmm. Statements.
So do you remember making the purchase for the tablet?
No, ma'am.
So would you like me to report it as fraud?
Please, because you know what? I made that purchase from Lowe's, and it was supposed to have been one of those, TV stands with the fireplace. That's what it was supposed to have been. Okay, so you see, I made a purchase in February. Yeah. I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm over here for like. Okay, Capital One. I charged it for my capital.
Okay, so I did notate the account for you. What I'm going to do is get you transferred over to our fraud department so that they can further assist you with these charges. If you said that you never made the purchase, I do have to transfer you over to them. Now, I notated
it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Okay.
It's okay. I notated the account for you. I'm going to get you transferred over now. Is there anything else I can do before I transfer you over, ma'am?
I know there's another charge, but go ahead, transfer me.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.